Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachiyomi as we do every single day. Lilei Nishmas Avi Mori Harav Hillel Ben Meir Chamechal Arini Kaparas Mishkavo and Lilei Nishmas Rabbi Jerry Acker Zichrono Lebracha. We're in Sefer Yishayahu. We're up to Perek Mem Ches, and in this Perek, Yishayahu Hanavi starts predicting something that he's hinting to in this situation. Rabbi Schwab says he thinks the Nevuah is here to talk about the 18 years beginning with Koresh's invitation to go back to Eretz Yisrael to build the Beis HaMikdash, and the 18 years from that point until Daryavish, under Daryavish, it was actually completed. The 18 year period includes the period of the Purim story. And during that time, which came at the end of the 70 years of Babel, and the 70 years of Galus Babel, the Jews went through a period of Hanochi Haster Aster Panai, of a period where God's face was hidden, and there was no overt sign that Geula had started to unfold, as Yirmiyahu predicted. In fact, it was the opposite. There was it looked like strange things were happening. First, there was the dramatic remembrance of the Jewish people by Koresh, that the Jews were invited to come back home and rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. And not too long afterwards, the government permission to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash was revoked, and the Jews found themselves under the threat of Ahasuerus and Haman, only to be saved through an Ace Nistar, through another hidden miracle. So, with that in mind, let's take a look at the Navi. The Navi talks about it as though he was there. In fact, he saw these things 179 years before Koresh told the people to come back home. So that's how we begin. Shimu Zos Beis Yaakov and Ekram Shem Yisrael. He says, I want you all people of Beis Yaakov who get called Yisrael. Now remember, there is a time when the Jewish people are in Galus and they get called Yisrael, came forth from the waters of Yehuda, who swear in the name of Hashem. He says, but not in truth. Right? What does that mean? He says that at the time of Koresh's announcement, the Jewish people were officially religious. They mentioned God's name, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. And Yeshua says, look, you guys have a lot to be, you have a lot to be desired in your relationship with Hashem. It's one thing to sing Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, but you have to understand, you have to really make that into something that is a Dover Be'emes and not Bitzdaka. You call yourselves Yerushalmis and you claim to rely on the God of Am Yisrael, but who is involved over here. You think a public display of Jewishness protects you even while you're acting improperly. Lo be'emes v'lo bitzdaka, he says. It's not correct. He says, I want you to remember something. Harishonos me'azi gadati. I predicted things a long time ago. I predicted the downfall of Sancheirev. I predicted the rise of Babel. I predicted the fact that they were going to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. And now, I also predicted that they were going to drop dead after 70 years, and Koresh was going to come around and ask you to rebuild, invite you to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, and I let that around, and Pesom Masisi, suddenly I did it, and they happened. In other words, the Navi speaks the name of God. As soon as I said these things are supposed to happen, that's when they happen, right? And I want you to understand, you don't get softened enough from your Galus experience. Kikasha ata, the gid barzal arpecha, your neck is like a stick of iron. And I told you from then, I want you to hear about it from now, from a period earlier. I don't want you to say that it was the avodah zara that made it happen. You heard, you saw it all. I'm letting you know. And I want you to hear new things, he says in Pasuk Vav, right? Chadashos mi'atza unitzuros v'lo yidatam. I'm telling you new things, but they're hidden and you don't know them. They were created now, and they're not from then. And so I want you to say, I knew it all the time. In other words, Yishayahu is saying about the end stage of Galus from that period in time. Even at that point in time, at the end of Galus Babel, there were people who were going to be still Ovdei Avodah Zarah, and Yishayahu sees this, and therefore he makes it clear that what he was predicting was ordained by Hashem. Yishayahu now starts prophesizing to a generation of Jewish people who lived at the last 18 years of Galus Babel. He says, you guys heard this stuff, but the new developments that are going to be there No Navi was going to talk about these new events before they occurred. Even Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi are going to live during this episode. They don't know of the danger the Jewish people would have been facing. But Yeshayahu says there are rapid developments here. This is going to be a rapid development of the Purim episode, and it would begin with the greatest optimism. The Koresh invites the Jewish people to come and rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, and all of a sudden there was a change of heart in the Persian government, and the Beis HaMikdash was stopped, and soon thereafter the Jews found themselves facing total annihilation at the hands of Ahasuerus and Haman, and this happened really fast. It's like modern political issues, where the recognition of Jerusalem as the united capital of the Jewish people was like one of the greatest things in the world by some of the great world powers. And take a look, you'd think it was a generation ago, and it really was just a short period in time. And you didn't hear it. Gam lo shamata lo yadata. The rapid deterioration of events was something you also never heard was going to be possible. And I want you to know, he says, the Navi wants you to know that when Koresh commanded the Jewish people to go back to Eretz Yisrael, it was a great opportunity. And the Jews don't go back. They're a little bit lukewarm. And that's a rebellion. It's a violation of the trust. And God says, still notwithstanding, not your disinterest in seizing the opportunity, it would be a great Chil Hashem if Koresh's invitation to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash wouldn't be realized. And so therefore, the Yeshayahu says, I'm going to hold back my anger against you so as not to destroy you, but I am going to tell you why am I going to make you suffer throughout the Galus. And he says in Pasuk Tet Yod, he says, I refined you, but not in silver. I chose you in the furnace of suffering. The Jewish people, when God chooses us as a nation, he understands that there is always going to be a need for refinement from impurities. And so that's why he creates the Kor Oni, the crucible of suffering, including the Purim event. But unlike Kesef, where the silver isn't refined and the impurities are destroyed, the crucible of suffering only purifies and improves the Jewish people through their experiences. And Lamani Lamani Asa, God makes the declaration that he is going to understand, I do this for my own reasons. I know that you're not going to grasp the opportunity, and I know that after your initial enthusiasm, and after the Purim miracle, where it's going to be Kimu V'Kiblu, Ayahudim, that you're going to reaffirm the Torah, you still have no interest in returning to the land and reestablishing the Avodah, and in keeping Torah in the ideal way in Eretz Yisrael. You'll still be comfortable living in the non-Jewish environment. So God says, nevertheless, although you don't deserve it, I will see to it the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt. It'll be rebuilt for my reason, not for you guys, right? I don't want you to have a situation where you think that there are more powerful benefits than God, or more powerful powers in the world. And by the way, the fact that you guys didn't come back, he says in Pasuk Yud Beis, Shema Ela Yaakov Yisrael Mikorai, Ani Hu Ani Rishon Va'af Ani Achron. God says, I want you to understand something. I am He. I am who I am. Right? For HaKadosh Baruch Hu, time and space doesn't exist. He's above time and he's above space. And Korei Ani Aleichem, he says, get together. Who told you all this stuff? Right? He who Hashem loves, will carry out his will in Babel and show his arm against the Kasdim. And Hashem says, I spoke. And I called him. I brought him back and he succeeded. Right? In that regard. Rashi and the others refer to the one that Hashem loves as Koresh, because he punished Babel and he did the will of Hashem. Hashem loved him and used him, because Koresh didn't attribute his great success to his own power the way Nebuchadnezzar and Sanherib did. He made a Kiddush Hashem by fully acknowledging that Hashem, the Elokei HaShamayim, went ahead and he did so. And so Hashem says Koresh's ascension to power was no ordinary historical development. This was part of Hashem's plan. And he says, what's the point? So in Pasuk Tezayin, he says, Hirvu Hashemu, lo mirosh b'seisi dibarti meisei yoseh shamani, v'ata Hashem Elokim shlachani v'rucho. Hashem said, he says, come close to me. Hashem sent me in his spirit. And ko amar Hashem go'alacha kedosh Yisrael, ani Hashem Elokecha melamdecha lehol madrichecha b'derech telech. I'm Hashem, I'm showing you what is the path that you are supposed to go down. He says, there are whatever experiences I put you through are supposed to be a lesson for you to follow, right? And this, and whichever road I lead you on, that's the one you should follow, including that one that was open back to Eretz Yisrael. Had you just listened, Lule Ikshafta Lemusrosai, Vika Kanash Lomechavitzakaska Kigale Ayam, Vikozarachavitzatsaimecha Kemahusav Lo Yikaris. If you just listen to my commands, then your shalom would be like a river and your justice like the waves of the oceans. Then your children would be like sand and it would have continued to grow. Sumi bavel, baruchu mikaznem, v'kol rina, agidu ashmi uzos, hotziu ad kitzei haaretz. Li bavel, run away, tell this, make it heard, saying, and tell the people, Gaal Hashem avdo Yaakov. Right, you go ahead and run through, and make it clear that when the time comes that the Jewish people are invited back to Eretz Yisrael with the call, run away from there from Gullus as quickly as you can in singing, the Gula came, Hashem redeemed His children, and the miracles that the Jewish people will experience on their way from Egypt, they would have been repeated. And don't think that by staying in Babel you're going to find peace. I promise you, if you don't go back to Eretz Yisrael. If you do go back to Israel, v'ikanash lomecha, then you're going to have a peace. But if you don't, with the great leadership of Zerubbabel, Ezra, Nehemiah, Mordechai, and others, you're going to be considered not possible. In shalom amar Hashem l'Rishayim. It's a there is no peace in that situation. Now, this creates a very difficult parak. Yishayahu here is talking about the transition. And the Navi says there was a great historic opportunity for the Jewish people to come back home. Right after Purim, the Jews had a lot of luck, and 43,000 people followed Zerubbabel, Ezra, Nehemiah, Mordechai, Yoshua ben Yotzadok HaKohen. They all went back to Eretz Yisrael. Yishayahu sees this as a tremendous failing. And he says to the Jewish people, had you gone a little bit better, With more enthusiasm, with this mass return, there would have been miracles coming out of it. There would have been water flowing from rocks, similar to those that Am Yisrael experienced when they were in the Midbar. And he says, the ones who don't come back are Rishayim. And he prophesies that there be no peace in Babel. The majority of the Jewish people followed their leaders to Eretz Yisrael. This would have been the final Geula. Now, Rabbi Schwab's editor points out that he spent a lot of time to make shalom between the secular historical records and those of the Torah and the Gemara, and he gave attention to the conflicting history concerning the period in this Nevuah. Apparently, there is a 165-year discrepancy between the records of Tanakh, the Gemara, and the Medrash, and the secular sources, which would have resulted in the period of Bayasheni being 585 years, not 420. And Rabbi Schwab dealt with this for many, many years, and he said it's a mitzvah liyashiv to save the words of the Chazal. And he basically leaves with a big question on the issue. And so he says, he put a big question mark after the words Jewish chronology, inviting others to step back and try to make things out. And so he says he falls back on the Shlomei Amunei Yisrael. He wants to be one of the honest people of Am Yisrael. And so when we say in Ksuba, Lebriya Sa'olam, it means to our fathers. It's as simple as that. As we keep on searching for answers, via Hashem Yar Einai Kol Amachim L'Gula Krova B'Meirah B'Yameinu Be'ezus Hashem, there'll be another Gula. To me, there's another message contained in this parak. And the other message is that we've got to be ready to go listen to the word of Hashem When it's in front of us, we have to grab it, and we have to do it. Be kol rina v'simcha. Everyone have a fantastic day.